And here we go with Lord Thee I Love with All My Heart. It's February the 20th in the year of our Lord 2018. It's a Rumination Tuesday. We like to look at the hymn for the following Sunday, which just so happens to be Lord Thee I Love with All My Heart for the second Sunday in Lent. And of course, on Tuesdays, we have with us our good friend, the Reverend Mark Smith. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Tom. How you doing on this nice rainy day, huh?
Oh, I can see why you wore a black shirt.
Yes.
Rain doesn't show up too much.
That's right.
I came in with
and
this.
And it has a slimming effect, too.
You need
black
that.
Black shirt has
yeah,
a
see,
slimming effect.
Guys like us don't. Yeah, I wore a green one. It is all blotchy because of the rain, and I complain the kind of shirts they give out.
Well,
here.
At least you're ready for St. Patrick's Day come March.
Why? What's that? You wear blotchy shirts on St. Patrick's
green.
Day? Green, excuse me.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Speaking of green, Lord Thee I Love with All My Heart is really a wonderful hymn. I don't know if you realize it was written by Martin Schalling. It's actually about the only hymn that he's well known for.
Yeah, about 500 years ago.
Yeah, justly ranks among the classic hymns of Germany. And J.S. Bach, in his Passion According to St. John, what he did, he had a thrilling conclusion with the chorus singing stanza 3 of this hymn.
Wow, yeah. I would have liked to have heard this in German.
You would have?
Yeah, I think that would be neat.
Herrlich lieb hab ich dich, o Herr, ich bitte wohl's. You want me to do the
no,
whole
that's
four?
Okay. No, no.
Oh, you want me to sing it?
Yes.
No, let's not have people change the station. For sure. It's not by Martin Luther, but who's the translator?
Catherine Winkworth.
Yes.
Boy, she sure did a lot of translating. I tell you, God bless that woman. She was fine Christian lady, wasn't she?
Well, I like the translations.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of poetry, a lot of rhyme and this sort of thing. It's only 3 verses long, but it's 2 pages.
Yeah, that's right.
Each one.
Yeah, I always think of our friend Walter Hoffman's funeral, because I remember we sang this at his funeral years ago, you know, decades ago.
No, I recall that. I was his field worker there, which means I was assigned from the seminary. Emmanuel Lutheran Olivet.
Right.
Tremendous congregation, still is. So, yeah, I have to say, I can't remember that was a hymn.
You can't remember that? I don't know
That's
why it sticks
good.
In my memory.
Yes. Probably because it was better than the sermon?
Could be, yes.
Yes. You better explain that. I did the sermon.
I know you did.
Well, when you say that, they think you're saying to any pastor who did the sermon. Go ahead and read the first stanza.
All right. Lord, thee I love with all my heart. I pray thee ne'er from me depart. With tender mercy cheer me. Earth has no pleasure I would share. Yea, heaven itself were void and bare if thou, O Lord, wert not near me. And should my heart for sorrow break, my trust in thee can nothing shake. Thou art the portion I have sought. Thy precious blood my soul has bought. Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, forsake me not, I trust thy word.
If you remember last week's hymn, it was by Martin Luther. That was really a hymn of how he felt.
Yes.
That the works could not save him, and there was a lot of things in there very, shall we say, pessimistic in regard to his way of salvation.
Right.
This is almost the opposite. Lord, thee I love with all my heart. You know, I love beginning every sermon with a question that most Lutherans get wrong. And here's the question I would have if this were the sermon item. Put your hand up if you love the Lord with all your heart. Nobody would put their hand up.
Yeah. In Christ. In Christ.
Well,
we
what does
do.
That mean?
Well, we are. He gives us his righteousness.
Well, that's
And so
that's
by
true,
his power, by his power.
Do we really love the Lord with all our heart? I don't know. And how about this other one? Earth has no pleasure I would share. Boy, that's not my life. There's a lot of pleasures on earth. How do we understand this to make sense? Remember, theology is the art of making distinctions.
In Christ, right?
And need to explain that further. How in Christ, there's no doubt that every Christian is in Christ, but can every
He
Christian...
He gives us his righteousness.
Well, that may
in
be...
In him, we are able to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Well, you're getting in close.
Him. Okay, go ahead. Okay, oh, great one. Enlighten me.
You always do that.
Yes.
And then you feel bad afterwards.
Well, you always put me on the spot.
Well, that's the point.
That's it. You get.
Lord, I love with all my heart. It's not the righteousness I think he's talking about. He's talking about which heart?
The heart of Christ.
No. Close. David, create.
Oh, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Very
Psalm
good.
Psalm 51.
Yeah, see, yes. You knew this.
Yes, sure.
That's the
heart.
I just needed
you, O great one, to bring it out of me.
Stop talking like my wife. No, remember, I'm always looking to see how this contradicts the Christian life, the Bible and the hymn. And as soon as I read this, I said, I don't love the Lord with all my heart. Why is he saying that? And it's not even in the text either. The text should be Psalm 51, creating me a clean heart, O God. And you are correct. I was just pulling your leg, that heart is in Christ. But we need
Cor Jesu.
Yeah, we need to. You see, when God looks at us, he looks at both hearts. And Romans 7 talks about the two hearts we have.
Yeah.
The old
yes.
Adam and
the, old
the
Adam
new man.
And the new man in Christ.
Guess what? In the new man, we love the Lord fully. The new man never can sin. The
That's
new
right.
man never doesn't
That's
stop
right.
loving the Lord.
That's right,
all
because
our
all
heart.
Of our sins are washed away
yes.
already in our baptism.
The thing is, there's no evidence of that in our lives that we can see, but it's because of the promise of God.
We walk by faith, not by sight.
Excellent. Excellent. In fact, what does Romans 8 say right after that about being condemned?
Let me think.
There's 8. Now no...
There's now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus.
Yes, that's exactly
yes.
what you were saying, and I was just making you expand on it, because that doesn't make sense to people. What does it mean to be in Christ? It means you have obtained a new heart.
Right.
You have a new spirit.
And I'm covered with his righteousness.
Exactly. That's what the Lord looks at. When he examines you. In fact, if he doesn't look at that, does he wait till judgment day? No.
No. Already even now.
Because if you don't have that new heart, you can't take the Lord's
That's
Supper.
Right. That's why we say, I am baptized.
Yes.
Not just I was baptized.
Exactly.
We are in Christ.
Oh, great one. I'm learning from you. That's what we ought to call Tuesdays, Rumination Tuesdays with the great ones.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would go over as well.
Well, I don't care what my wife thinks. So, Lord, thee I love with all my heart. I pray thee ne'er from me depart. Guess what? Will God ever depart from us?
No. He says, yeah. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Exactly. And with tender mercy cheer me. Should we talk about what mercy is? You've got to remember.
No, I just.
Mercy
it's
is.
It's a beautiful way to remember, but I just can't remember it.
Mercy
the way you
is
say it.
Not getting.
Mercy is not getting what I deserve, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And grace is
getting what I don't deserve.
You remembered
no.
it. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And there's one more part to
well,
it.
Well, justice.
Justice.
Justice
is getting what I deserve.
And as we confess on Sunday mornings,
don't
I deserve nothing but temporal or...
eternal punishment.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
So we are cheered with tender mercy, regardless of our experience, regardless of our state of being. And in that sense, earth has no pleasure I would share. In other words, there's nothing on earth in comparison
That's right.
to heaven itself. Even if heaven itself were void and bare,
if thou wert not near me.
Yes. All that counts is Jesus is going to be there.
That's exactly
so
right.
So as many times as I say I'm going to be disappointed when I get to heaven if there's no food.
If Jesus is there,
yeah,
it'll be heaven.
That's right. It's going to be heaven. Good point. And should my heart for sorrow break, my trust in thee can nothing shake. Now that's the new man again.
That's right.
The old Adam always
we're
is
always,
shaken.
We're always, absolutely. We're plagued with doubts and misgivings all the time.
You see, this would be a good hymn to compare to last week's hymn by Martin Luther, because it shows the old Adam versus the new man. Thou art the portion I have sought. Now, that's really important. Wes Reimnitz gave me a book on millennials. And
I bet that was interesting.
Yes, in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Yes.
It was really fascinating.
We need to know more about these millennials. They're, we need.
For example, 40 years ago, the number of children born were almost equal to the number of baptized children.
Yes, right.
Now, the number of children born, it's less than half are baptized.
Well, where are these parents, for crying out loud? Why aren't they baptizing their kids?
Because
it's the most important thing you can do.
They are part of that group.
Millennial
that,
group.
Yeah, and they're not really that interested in what they know about God. They don't appreciate.
That's sad.
Staying away from church. They're part of the, what? Nuns.
Oh, the nuns, yes.
Explain
right.
that.
Yeah. Is that an acrostic or is
no,
that?
No, no, no. Just N-O-N-E-S.
Nothing.
Yeah.
They're spiritual.
But when you ask what denomination you belong to, I belong to none.
They think they're spiritual, though.
But, you see, this is really an important point. Thou art the portion I have sought. I really believe that the millennials also are seeking, but they're not finding it at the churches they're attending.
Well, that's the fault of poor preaching.
Absolutely.
Poor pastors, you know?
I'm absolutely convinced of that. I just listened to radio, evangelical radio, and Joel Osteen and company, that doesn't do anything to cheer me. Because for him, he would say, earth has pleasure I could share. That's his theme. And then he tells you how you can have wonderful earth.
Name it and claim it.
Oh, exactly. And if you have faith that you can do something, then you can do it. Because God wouldn't put that faith in your heart if he didn't want you to do it. It's just ridiculous. But why is he the portion I have sought? Thy precious blood my soul has bought. Now we get back to Luther. That because he has bought my soul.
Yeah, yeah.
The word I would like to use there too is he redeemed my soul.
Right. I could see how that could be misunderstood. Thy precious, you know, I've bought you, I've bought you your precious blood myself with my soul. No. His precious blood has redeemed my soul.
Yes. Yeah, my soul has not bought thy precious blood. That's well said. Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
The blood has purchased my soul.
Yeah, not vice versa.
Right.
This is, boy, why we need the great one. Stanza 2, please.
Yea, Lord, 'twas thy rich bounty gave my body, soul, and all I have in this poor life of labor. Lord, grant that I in every place may glorify thy lavish grace and help and serve my neighbor. Let no false doctrine me beguile. Let Satan not my soul defile. Give strength and patience unto me to bear my cross and follow thee. Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, my God and Lord, in death thy comfort still afford.
So now he gets around a little bit more to the sinful condition. Twas thy rich bounty gave my body, soul, and all I have in this poor life of labor. In other words, everything I have is from his rich bounty.
That's right.
Yeah, there's nothing that I own, nothing I'm able to do. You know, you've gone to hospitals, to hospice, where people are just lying in bed. They can't move. They can't get up. None of those things.
Tubes and technology all around them.
Whereas many of us, we get up every morning, we walk around. We don't give a second thought to
that. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a hymn that helps remind us. This is what I like about Lutheran hymnody. Proper, it's really a sermon.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's interesting about this hymn,
what?
How many hymns actually mention the word doctrine in it?
Oh.
There are not too many. I can't think of another hymn that talks about doctrine. I mean, use the very word, and this does. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I'd have
Let
to.
Let no false doctrine me beguile.
Yeah. If the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, your Lord, that has a verse in there about false doctrine.
Does it mention doctrine?
I don't know if the word doctrine is.
That's what
there,
I'm talking about.
But it gets close. How do you understand doctrine?
Well, the teaching.
That's right.
Yeah.
And false doctrine me beguile. And there's a lot of false doctrine out there today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a lot of preachers think they're using techniques of salesmanship.
Marketing. Branding.
Yeah, branding.
Yes.
Trying to say, boy, here's your advantages. But listen to the advantages Jesus says when you become a Christian. You're going to be poor in spirit.
Yeah.
You're going to be persecuted.
Yeah.
What kind of branding is that? Who wants to become a Christian?
Yeah, that's right.
And what's so odd and ironic is many people fall from the faith because they're experiencing that.
Yes.
And they can't stand it.
Yes.
Stanza 3.
Lord, let at last. Oh, I love this. This is.
Well, this is
this
the
what makes
one.
It. This what makes it a good funeral hymn right here.
Oh.
Lord, let at last thine angels come to Abram's bosom, bear me home, that I may die unfearing, and in its narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me, that these mine eyes with joy may see, O Son of God, thy glorious face, my Savior and my fount of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, and I will praise thee without end.
See, there's another thing. Are we really going to praise God without end?
Absolutely.
Eternity.
Yeah, absolutely, boy.
Yes.
And body and soul.
And the new man does it even right now. And notice he's got my fount of grace. So he's got both mercy and grace in this hymn where he talks about my Savior and my fount of grace. A fount of grace, of course, would be from where comes grace. See, grace isn't some substance we get to help us.
He's the water of life.
He's the water of life. And he's being the fountain. He's the source of grace.
Reminds me of that Lenten hymn. Come to Calvary's holy fountain.
Yeah.
Sinners ruined by
the fall. Yeah.
No. Come to Calvary's holy mountain. Sinners ruined by the fall. There a pure and cleansing
fountain.
Flows to you, to me, to all.
No, that's excellent. Yes. So this is a very positive, and I like what you said about the third verse being funeral. It's good for funerals.
Yes, it is.
And maybe that's why Bach chose it. Remember, this is the third verse he used.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Right. This is the
in St. John's.
Yeah.
The Passion. That I may die unfearing. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that, but I have. I've had people who find out they have, say, an incurable disease, and boy, are they ever scared until they get near that point of death.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there seems to be an atmosphere that comes over them where they're looking
home.
Forward to go home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I've had shut-ins that I visited.
Yes.
I can't understand why the Lord won't take me home. All my friends are gone.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
My family. You know, I'm the only one, and the Lord won't take me home. I can't understand. I said, well, one thing is, you've got a lot of time to pray, and we need your prayers.
That's right. Plus, you can phone people, and people are coming to you,
That's
and they
right.
see your faith. The program before us, the coffee hour, they were talking about in Washington, they're going there, and the three things they're really concerned about are abortion, gay marriage, but also putting older people to death.
Yeah, euthanasia.
Euthanasia. And that's where the church really has a lot to say. As you just said, God's not going to take you until he's finished
with you.
And he still continues to work through you. And in fact, this even says that, doesn't it? Where it talks about, well, about the neighbor.
I will praise thee without end.
No. Second
verse?
Passage at the bottom. And help and serve my
neighbor. Right.
Yeah. See, that's really the goal of the Christian on earth, to help and serve the neighbor. And the way we help
works
and serve.
Works are important. They're just not, they don't have anything to do with our salvation.
And part of the works is witness.
Yes.
Yeah, that we witness.
Probably the
to
most
them.
Important part.
And the reason is because of what he said at the beginning, namely that this is something that everyone is looking for.
Yeah. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Exactly. In fact, that's really the whole mission of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kind of bringing that in on your Lenten sermons? How are you doing with the churches you were talking about?
They're good. Let's see. I give the second one. Not Pergamum. What, Smyrna. Smyrna is tomorrow night.
Oh yeah.
I'm writing them a week in advance, so I have to kind of keep straight what I'm. You know what I mean? I'm trying to stay ahead.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
I don't have a field ed student right now. So.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So boy, it's.
I'll tell you what happens. You probably got Brighton's commentary.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that has some good points on each of the churches. There's only one church that really had its acts together.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used the verse there for all the stationery when I was at St. James.
Uh-huh.
You have not denied my name, you have kept the word.
And the one that's really in bad shape is Laodicea, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about
it. They all have their challenges.
So when is your worship service for Lent?
Lent, we have it at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock Wednesday night.
Do you have a meal before or after?
Yes, we do. We have
a soup
supper. We have a soup supper.
Before or after?
Before.
Before?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty
That
good.
Starts at 5:30. So, we're not really equipped to have it for the whole community, but, you know, you're welcome to join us for a soup supper.
No, that's good. What kind of soup is it?
Oh, man, we have good soups. I mean, usually about four or five soups.
Oh, really?
Delicious. Oh, man. We've had, like, taco soup. We have lasagna soup, hamburger soup, cheeseburger soup, you know. I mean, really, they're good soups.
You going to use this hymn for this Sunday?
I've got to think about that.
You got to think about that.
Yeah, it, you know, just very possibly.
Okay. I'm Tom Baker, and that was Mark Smith. We'll be back, God willing, next week to look at another hymn. Tomorrow is Insight Wednesday. And right now, listen to the chapel that's going to be coming on right now. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.